Now, most of the houses had low, mud brick benches along one or more of the walls. And I should say most of the houses were constructed of mud brick, like adobe, where mud is dried in the sun to create a building material. And within the houses, most of the walls were lined by low mud brick benches. Now, these were for sleeping and for other daily activities. But interestingly enough, when they were excavated, it was clear that they also served as the receptacles for the dead. That is to say, bones of the deceased family members were stored within these benches. Now, sometimes grave gifts also were found within the benches, and these include beaded jewelry, stone blades. I suppose my most favorite object is a obsidian mirror, just a ball of obsidian that's been cut in half and shined to a luster that allowed you to see your reflection in it. The discovery of shells from the Red Sea and the Mediterranean indicates that these people had contact with the coast, that they actually traded with the outside world. Now, these burials within the home speak of a devotion to ancestors, and this does seem to be a common theme among Neolithic societies. And I alluded to that already when I mentioned Klaus Schmidt's theory of the function of the temples at Göbekli Tepe had to do with ancestor worship. And this seems to be something that we find here at Çatalhöyük as well. Now, many of the houses had elaborately painted or decorated walls. And in the recent investigations by Ian Hodder, he has been doing very careful work of shaving down these wall surfaces, and it's clear that these walls were repainted every year. So there are many, many, many layers of wall painting on these walls. Some of them reflect images that seem to have been very important to the inhabitants of this town. A lot of the scenes have to do with hunting. And it's interesting that even though this is now a community that relied on agriculture and animal domestication, nevertheless, hunting was a crucial element because it features large on the walls of these buildings. Usually the animal is a giant bull, and it's kind of comical because some of these scenes show a giant bull with very tiny humans running around it, trying to hunt it down. Or sometimes tiny humans are chasing down deer. Now, bulls seem to have been a very important creature to these people because skulls of bulls are found on the walls of some of these houses encased in plaster, their mighty horns protruding. Sometimes the horns of bulls protruded out of those mud brick benches where people were buried.